Hello and welcome to the Indie Talk podcast sponsored by BWH Music Group. We're going to talk to emerging independent artists from all over the world and every genre to help you discover great music that you won't find on mainstream radio. Every segment is filled with candid conversation and great music. So stay tuned, and our podcast host, Patrick Dalton, will introduce the next segment of Indie Talk.
Ladies, gentlemen, good people of the earth, welcome to Indie Talk, the podcast that shines a spotlight on independent artists and their music. Today's episode features the rocking sounds of your new favorite artist, Patricio Laustalot. Welcome to the podcast, Patricio.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you could. I'm glad we could do this. Now, we were recording this on a Friday. You got any big plans for the weekend?
Well, yeah, right now I'm working on a new project. I've been recording like 3 songs right now. And yeah, I'm just hoping to release another song each month or so. One month or 2 months.
A song every month or every other month. Wow, that's some hard work there you're putting in. Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's great. Now listen, folks at home, you're in for a treat today. This music, if you like rock music with some depth and some edge, then believe me, you're going to love what you hear. The track that we're going to be playing for you in a little bit is called Toxic Temptation. So, Patricio, anything you'd like to let us know about that song? Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's take a step back first. Before we get into the music, can you just tell us a bit about yourself, when you started making music in a serious capacity?
Well, yeah, I've been singing for 6 years now. I started as an independent artist like a year ago. I was on the program The Voice last year, back in Mexico. I'm from Mexico City. And yeah, that would be it. Well, before that, I didn't do any music, actually. I used to be a wakeboarder. That's a water skiing for the ones who don't know what it is.
Right.
But yeah, right now I'm living at Los Angeles. I'm studying. And yeah, hoping to do better in this and be bigger with time.
That's fantastic. Well, what was it like being a wakeboarder?
Well, it's very interesting. It's a lifestyle. It's something very unique. Something I think you can't find. Like, I don't know. It's just so different. It's one of the main reasons why I like so much music, because I do get a feeling kind of similar with water skiing. I'll tell you why, because well, that adrenaline and that feeling you get when you're on stage and just doing something that, well, for you, and if it's gonna sound good, right? If not, you're not gonna perform. So when you're on stage, you're just hoping everybody's going to like it or see it like you do, right? So I feel like it's kind of like the same or a very similar feeling. So,
oh, that's, yeah, interesting. Yeah, so you're saying there's a performance element to both wakeboarding and also music, of course. Yeah, wow.
Exactly, yeah.
And then, so you said that you were on The Voice in Mexico City?
Yeah, 2021. It was on TV like in August. Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, how was that experience?
Well, it's if you're able to go, or if you want to go, well, first of all, it's totally worth fighting for. I really think it does take talent, but mostly it takes effort, you know, because I know so many people, including myself, I didn't used to sing at all. And it just took, well, for me, it took like 5 years or so, but it shouldn't be that long. You just gotta, like, if you want to get there, you just gotta fight for it and really try to learn with someone that does know what they're doing, you know, because everybody can sing, and it's really, really a very incredible experience, something I really don't regret, and I learned so much about it.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's one of the reasons that I like doing this podcast, is because I like the idea of giving people some insight into just how much work it is to be an independent artist. I mean, it really does take a lot of hard work. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it is. And actually, since I've been getting closer to the market and the industry, I've been noticed is something that really, really involves teamwork, right? Because when you say independent artist, it sounds more like a single job, and it's nothing like that. It's more like it works just like a company, right? So you really have to work with many people with different skills, have many relationships, and try to be as close as you can to composers, other musicians, marketing agencies, managers, you know, also many things. Having to upload many things to TikTok, to Instagram, that's a great tool. That's something that I really have to put effort in, and yeah, all the time. You know, I normally record every single day. I compose every single day. Yeah, but it's a great, great journey. I'm really stoked about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Hey, so listening to your music, yeah, it definitely sounds like, you know, you got that rock influence, like some of that English rock seems to be an inspiration for you. How was that? Can I ask where you found that living in Mexico City? How did you find that English rock?
Well, first of all, like all my childhood, I listened a lot to like 80s rock music. Well, because of my parents, you know, but I don't know, just I really feel like I do, of course, like music in Spanish. I just feel like it's different, like the energy you put in, the feeling, the, because, you know, normally if I sing in English, I can get to sing more raspy and it would sound good, right? I can get to sing more like high notes and it would sound good. Normally, when you listen to Spanish music, you don't get that a lot, right?
I've never thought about that before. That's interesting.
Many songs, many popular songs. Well, of course, including reggaeton. I don't know if you're listening to it, you know, like because of the mood of the song and what the song wants to like transmit, which is, I don't know, dancing, let's say, it won't have a very, you know, like a powerful voice, right? Because you're going to be aiming at the rhythm, let's say. So to me, that happens a lot with many genres, and especially genres that include Latin music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So you're saying that because you went for more of a rock sound, that you wanted to sing in English so that you could give it that raspy growl and give it that edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great. I mean, it really, what you put together, it's really got its own character to it. So can we talk about your music a bit now? So this song,
yeah.
And it's called Toxic Temptation. Now, so we're going to listen to it in a minute here, but can you just tell us, what is this song about?
Well, so it talks about a curse, okay? A curse that everybody has.
A curse.
Yeah. And that curse is called a temptation, right? Mm-hmm. So if you get to watch my video, which is on YouTube, it's all the same, Toxic Temptation. You'll see what's like, it's like an example of it, right? On the music video, it's like a party, okay? And the thing here is we always want to do things, but also you get that like energy all the time with you, which is your temptation, right? That makes you want to do other things at the same time you don't want to do them, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
So yeah, so in the music video, it's me, and what I'm looking for, like deep down, is like something that it's not like temporary. I'm looking for a relationship, okay? And there's like a girl that I'm the only one that can see her, and she's like representing that like that energy, that temptation. And I'm following her, and I want her, but the thing is, deep down I know that it's gonna be over tomorrow. It's gonna be temporary, right? So I'm just trying to say is, in this case, it was a party, right? But it talks about that curse that everybody has. It could be anywhere. It could be on your job or every decision you make. You always have that negative energy, which is the temptation that will take you to dark places, right?
So okay, so that makes sense, and that's great that you've given voice to that. I mean, I can certainly relate. I know exactly what you mean by that. And so yeah, so it's great to have a song to vent some of those feelings with. So that being said, let's listen to it now. Now, Patricio, is there one if for the listeners out there, is there anything in particular that you'd like them to be focusing on while they listen to the song? Any one element that you'd like just a little extra attention to be paid to?
Well, yeah, actually, could you mention it? Temptation, right? Well, since we were talking about temptation, it's something like contradictory, right? Like you want to do things, but sometimes you don't want to do it. So it's like you, like, yeah, it's contradictory, right? Mm-hmm. So I tried to do the same thing with the instruments. Okay, so like let's say from one side I have the bass, the other I have cellos, the other I have a guitar and a violin, right? At the end it really gets like it gets everything like so tense, right? Because it's like the climax of the song.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? There's a lot of sounds in there, yeah.
Exactly. And also there are I don't know if I would call them screams, but that let's say they're like screams of passion, like screams of pain, you know? Mm-hmm. And it really, really depends on which part of the lyrics you're in.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so now, hey, with that in mind, let's take a listen now. Here is Toxic Temptation.
Tonight I gotta make it right. I'm pretty sure it is my night. Yeah, maybe I'll get late tonight. I reach you when you're facing back. The night approach to take your hand. Come with me, show me what you got.
back. Wow, great song, great song. Did you write it?
Yeah, I did. I actually did, like a year ago.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's so interesting that you were mentioning all those contradictory elements going on. And I could totally hear that being represented in the music. So what was the recording process like? Because, yeah, there's so many different sounds on there. It seems, when I listen to it, it sounds like it'd be a fun recording session. Was that the case, or was it more of like a, you know, a grueling kind of thing? What was it like?
It was actually pretty fun. Yeah. So, well, every time, like, doesn't matter what song you're recording, you're going to be recording instrument by instrument, right? Like step by step. And one of how I really like to work is I don't like write every single instrument like all the time and then just go and record it. Like, well, yeah, not all of them, but what I do is I record like the ones that I don't really want, like how I picture those specific sounds to be, right? And then when I'm in production, there's where you really have to get into composing, right? Because everything can change with the sound, right? So so yeah, it really really matters a lot about composition being producing while you're producing.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah. And I think you've explained a bit about, you know, what the song is maybe supposed to be about in terms of from the listener's perspective, but I'm always curious, does the song does it hold a different meaning for you? Is there a personal attachment that you feel to this song?
Well, it depends of course I composed this because it relates to my life, right? That's like the best way to make like a true song, I would say that way. But yeah, like it does relate in many situations that I've noticed, you know, because like, I don't know, let's say me being here, you know, being a musician, it's not always easy, you know? And I know that if like sometimes I've had like urges to just stop, you know, and I would call that a temptation, right? I've had temptation to drop off, and I know for sure because I've made mistakes too. I know for sure that it would take me to a dark place. Right, because I think it's been proven that if you work hard enough, you can get to do whatever you want. So so yeah, I feel like it's I don't know if I would call it like like educational, no, more like a inspiring thing,
yeah,
you know?
Cause... definitely, absolutely, it's inspirational. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. yeah. So, I mean, that's these are all layers that, you know, like, that's why I like peeling back these things because, you know, there's like I never would have made that connection on my own of like that, you know, for instance, the temptation of quitting something that's difficult. Right.
Yeah.
Like, but that, yeah, you're exactly. That is definitely, that is a temptation. So yeah. So it's just great that these things can, I think, relate to people on like more than one level, right? Because I think upon first glance, you know, you might think of temptation as being like, you know, primarily, you know, like kind of a relationship thing. But then, of course, it's, you know, it has to do with every facet of your life as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually think that a good song is it's when you have a story. Right, you're telling a story, but you don't like tell the story all the way through, right? Why? So it can really like mold into the story of the person who is listening to, right?
Yes, definitely. I agree. Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yeah, so like that's like the main idea, right? How I was saying before, my video is like my story, like my perspective, my own perspective of the song. But I'm really aiming for people to have their own judgment and have their own feeling, like independent feeling or perspective of the song. Right.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, we create these things and then, you know, they're just once they're out in the world, people are entitled to experience them sort of in their own ways. But yeah, I mean, when I listen to this song, I totally get all that inspirational, you know, it's like there is an uplifting element to it. And I just, yeah, there's a real rock edge there that just sounds great. So well done. Well-made song.
Thank you.
Patricio. Where can people go to purchase your music, hear more of your music? Where should they be checking you out online?
Well, I'm in all platforms right now. Also, all my songs will be too. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music. Well, of course, you can listen to it also via Instagram and TikTok, you know? I'm trying to be everywhere.
yeah I guess, well, with a song a month or one every other month, you gotta be, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's great. And then so I'm always curious, not to make it a heavy thing, but you know, again, like there's struggles, right? There's struggles to being an independent artist. So I'm always curious, what do you, if you had to identify the most difficult aspect of being or maybe just being an artist in general, what do you think is the most challenging thing?
So yeah, that's a very good question, because I've always think that so having a more common profession, like being a businessman, a doctor, an architect, you know, it's way easier to have a guidance from, well, literally, many people have people from their own family, friends, you know, it's easier to go to a university and get to know more people in that profession, right? But that's the thing, it's not that common to be a musician. So I think that's one of the most challenging things. It's harder to get good guidance. And what else? I think that would be like the most, you know, because if you don't have guidance, sometimes you're going to be, well, feeling, you could feel lost, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the unknown, it's a difficult place to be, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, Patricio, it's been a pleasure to get to know you, to talk to you, to listen to your music. We want to thank you for stopping by the podcast. Do you have any parting words for us? Give us a couple of words of inspiration. What's going to make us feel better right now, today?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This was a very cool experience. And I don't know, man, just fight. I would really like to encourage people like me to go for, well, to chase for your dreams, you know, and anything is impossible. You just live once and you just got to be there, you know? So, yeah, I think that would be it.
Folks, there you have it. Hey, listen, thank you so much. Wishing you all the best and keep making that music.
Thank you.
That wraps up today's Indie Talk podcast, the best podcast to discover independent artists and bands. For more information on Indie Talk or to listen to previous episodes, please visit WNIR Radio at www.wnir-radio.com.